The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And every one of you, thank you so much for joining me here this morning on Healing Through Herd Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. I want to thank all of you for joining me here today. So early in the morning, I hope that you had a great week last week, and of course, this is our way of starting off the new week in a positive way. We just want to try to lighten that load that so many of us continue to pull around from week to week. I hope you enjoy our opening music, as always. It's from the Tai Chi CD. And it's from the Reflection CD series. It's composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. Again, it's the Tai Chi CD from the Reflection CD series. And later on today, we'll be listening to the Yoga CD. It's from the Wellness for Women's series. CD series, and it's music for your mind, body, and spirit. Just so you know, in case you want to know what we're listening to this week, those are my selected CDs. Now we're going to jump right into our show again. Welcome to all of our guests. Welcome to our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release. As always, if you'd like to listen on your telephone, our number is 646-478-4726. And before the show ends, I always open it. So if you'd like to be on air, just press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll be sure to get you on air. If you have something on your heart, mind, body, spirit, or soul, if you'd like to get that weight off, feel free to call in. As you all know, this is part 3 of the Master Manipulator series. We've already discussed how the manipulators will play the victim role to get what they want. That's one side of the Master Manipulator. But there's another side, and this is the more cruel and sinister side, in my opinion. That's the side where the Master Manipulators will also appear to be the saviors of the world. They will do something for you, but in the same breath, they can't remember to say something nice that you've done for anyone or to give you any type of true blue compliment. But they will remember everything that they did for you with the expectation of receiving something in return, whether it be accolades or praise, or they have their set of groupies that are so far into these people, whatever they say, they believe. If they say they're being mean to me, they're being cruel to me, they're hurting me, these people will jump up and become their soldiers, not realizing or giving any thought to the fact that they may be lying. And they will praise them to the highest. Because really, the Master Manipulator doesn't do anything extraordinary, anything above and beyond. They do enough to grab the attention of people whose minds are that gullible. And it amazes me how many people are quick to fall victim to the Master Manipulator. As Matthew 6, verse 1 through 4 states, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." While the Master Manipulator doesn't want to wait for those rewards, matter of fact, they convinced themselves that they're going to get all the rewards of the people and the rewards of God. So the Master Manipulators, they always look for that praise. And if you try to step on their territory or you try to take away their thunder, that's when they go into the victim mode. And they then have all of their followers and their groupies or whatever you want to call them. They'll say, they're picking on me. They're hurting me. And they'll tell their version of the story. And then those people who are so far into them will then proceed to attack the other person or the person who the Master Manipulator has convinced them to perceive to be the enemy. And no such thing may have happened. But this is the qualities and this is what the Master Manipulators are good at. So many of us know a Master Manipulator. We may know several. We may be one of the Master Manipulators. But this is what we need to open our eyes to. And remember, there is always more than one side to every single story. I used to tell the story when I was in my religious philosophy class in college. We could have an empty room, and there's nothing in that room but a chair. Then you could ask all of the students, "What do you see?" Some would say, "I see an empty room. I have nothing to do with the chair." They don't even mention the chair. Others will say, I see a raggedy chair. Some may say, I see a chair that could be fixed up and made to be something very beautiful that's left alone in an empty room. My point is, everyone has a different view and perception. Same situation, but no two students gave a like, similar, or identical answer. It was amazing that no two students saw that chair in this empty room the same way. So how is it that anyone can be baited into believing one side of any story, but the master manipulator has become an artist at making people see the world the way they want them to see it so that they can receive whatever they want out of the situation, whether it be someone to fight their battles for them and or whether it be people who will worship them, tell them they're the best thing since sliced bread and air. They have to have that in order to make their existence complete and give it validation. The master manipulator will say and do whatever they need to achieve their fulfillment. And master manipulators come in all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, and all levels of disability. Don't be fooled. You know, some of them are younger, older. They may use even their disability, if they have one, as part of their vice to get you to do what they want you to do. Others may use their age. They're older. Aw, they don't mean what they say. They mean well. No, they don't. The salt of the earth is truly the salt in someone's womb. That's what master manipulators do. They manipulate, and they're masters at doing so. So remember, the master manipulator is not your friend. They are in your corner, and they appear to be your friend as long as you are doing what they need and want you to do. Let's take out the word need for a moment. As long as you're doing what they want you to do, you're welcomed into their world. They may not even talk about you badly behind your back because you're their puppet. You're right where they need you to be. Master manipulators are good at what they do, but there are small things you can do to see through it. If you have that person who always comes as the victim, who always talks badly about anyone and everyone behind their back, and then sometimes they'll do things or say something, and then they'll pause to wait for your response to see, so that they can get a gauge on whether or not what they're doing is having an effect on you. I know that some people listening to this show today will sit back and think, you know what? There are some people that do just that. Because human nature is an amazing thing. But we find that there's patterns in everything. Everything is connected. Master manipulators usually work in the same way. They will wait. They'll say, well, you know, last week I tried to reach out to so-and-so, and they're ignoring me. And then they'll stop and look at you and wait to see if you're going to say, oh, that's terrible. Oh, my goodness. If you don't say anything, then they'll come back and say, have they been talking to you? When's the last time you heard from them? And then you'll say, well, I just heard from them yesterday. Well, I don't know why they're not returning my call. And then your response may be, well, next time I hear from them, maybe I'll let them know that you want to talk to them. Right then and there, the master manipulator has gotten you to do their bidding. they have gotten you to do what they could not achieve. Now, behind the scenes, there may be some serious issues between the master manipulator and that other person. Serious issues. And then now they've drawn you into the mess. So next time you talk to that person, you say, hey, have you talked to the master manipulator lately? You know, they said they've been trying to reach you and you're not returning their call. And then, of course, the other person is like, look, don't put yourself in the middle of something you don't know anything about. And then the other person could say, hey, I was just passing along a message. And it's like, that's what the master manipulator wanted you to do. And sometimes that causes a brand new rift between the caller and the callee, because the caller had no clue that they were just a pawn in the master manipulator's game. But then the callee may get defensive and say, look, don't call me on their behalf telling me anything. But little do they know that they have actually been pulled into this mess without even knowing. And so many people are pulled in. It could be neighbors, co-workers, friends, and family. It happens a lot in family, because for a master manipulator, most times, they don't have that type of power in the real world. So they tend to manipulate within the family where they feel safest. This is their safe zone. So they manipulate people within the family setting, because that's what they know, and that's where they have the most power, in their comfort zone, around the people who they've known for, in some cases, their entire lives. And they've come to know who they can manipulate and how they can get them to believe all of their mess, and who they can get to believe it with the least amount of resistance. That's how master manipulators work. In the real world, they don't know what to expect. So they tend to shy away from the unknown. But if they're in their comfort zone, that's where they usually do all of their biddings and dirty work. And they do. They do things the least amount. They'll do just enough to get people to believe that they're so supportive and wonderful. And, of course, they have to have their hands in everything within the family setting. They have to be in control. They have to have a say. Somebody dies, they have to be a part of that. Sometimes family members do not want them to be a part of it. Then they catch an attitude, and they try to make the person feel bad. To make them feel badly about the loss of their immediate loved one, because they won't allow them to take control. They always have to have a controlling piece of something that's going on within the family setting. I had a situation where a family member had retired, and my master manipulator decided to call other people and say, I did an RSVP to them to let them know if I was going to another family member's event. That's none of their business. I RSVP'd to the family members who were putting together the event. I don't need to answer to my manipulator. I don't need to tell them when I'm coming and when I'm going. That used to work when I was much younger, but it doesn't work now. They have no power in my world. And like I said weeks ago, I told my master manipulator, the next time anyone approaches me with a one-sided story, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to speak out. I told the master manipulator that their journey ends here. Job 38:11. Here too shall thou come, but no further. You know, your proud self stayed, because this has gone on far too long. Find someone else to use as your target. I was an easy target for a host of reasons, and we'll be getting into that, because next month, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio returns on Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And on April the 20th, our show will be When Love Hurts, Real Talk from Real People. We'll be talking about having those people in our lives who are the narcissistic sociopath, those people in our lives who are the master manipulators. You'll be hearing from and call in. If you have something to say or a story to tell, call in. April 20th, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. This will be the second show. We actually return on Saturday evening when I'll have Sultry Songstress Tori Lee. She's an up-and-coming artist, beautiful sound, great lady. She'll be my guest, and we'll be getting up close and personal with Tori, learning about all of her inspiration and how she has come to where she is now. So Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio returns in April on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And next week here on our Sunday morning meditation, our topic will be stupid people. You know, we have people out here who will do their dirt and then blame, when it falls apart, they'll blame it on their lack of knowledge for their dirty deeds. Stupidity is not a disability, people. We just choose to use it as a vice in many cases. That's not an excuse. So next week, our topic is stupid people. We're getting very up close and personal and to the point in 2013. We are really going to keep bringing it, not sugarcoating it. There's a piece in my new book, Silent Noise Lip Service, Sugarcoat or Rock the Boat. This year in 2013, we're rocking the boat. Because so many people have sugarcoated so many things over the years. It's time to bring reality back to the forefront. So that's what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks. So again, thank you so much to all of our guests who've been popping in and out of the chat room. Right now we have guest 555. Thank you so much for being here, and a beautiful good Sunday morning to you. I pray you a wonderful week, and I hope you'll come back and visit again soon. And of course, for all of our guests in the call query and everywhere, if you'd like to share our show, join us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, we're Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Affair. We've just updated the page. I update the page. I am the only one who updates the page. So anytime you're on the Facebook page, you will be hearing from and or talking to me personally. And to make life easier, of course, as many of you all know, Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a Maryland-based 501c3 nonprofit. I recently added a new donate button there on Facebook, so you can just click on that if you'd like to send us a tax-deductible donation. Feel free. And, of course, you can always write to me there if you need a listening ear. Send me a message. Give me a call. My number is 202-618-2556. Or you can always email at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if it's a personal message, send it to me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to write, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you're on Twitter, we're wall_foundation there. And if you're on Google Plus, we are the Relationship Recovery Group on Google Plus. Before we go, as always, I want to pray each of you enough. This is my weekly mantra to you. I pray each of you enough. Enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. And most of all, I pray enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And before we go, you can always join us or catch up with the latest happening on our website, thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, if you're wondering what happens with all of your donations and your words of encouragement, it helps to keep the Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show and the Sunday Morning Meditation on air. It also helps us with so many of our programs, especially the Shine and Smile program. The Shine and Smile Youth and Family programs are, the Shine program is self-esteem, healing, inspiration, nurturing, and encouragement. It's programs for young girls and women to build a healthy foundation for their future. And, of course, the Smile program, which is my personal baby that I love oh so much, stands for success, motivation, ingenuity, leadership, and empowerment. It's a program for teens, tweens, young and older adults who are ready to develop the leadership skills for survival in their personal and business world. I love teaching people the art of business. And with our economy tanking as it is now, this is the time to take all of your dreams and make them a reality. Yes, you're going to have to work, but in doing so, the reward will be limitless. This is the time for new entrepreneurs to get out there and spread your wings and fly. So these are some of our programs that we offer. And, of course, we do school supplies every year for students. We have the arts program. And, of course, domestic violence and abuse awareness, another one of the programs that has my heart because I am a survivor of domestic violence and marital rape and abuse. So I know what those of you listening to my voice are going through if you're still sitting in the dark. I hope to be your beacon of light that will guide you along your journey. So just reach out to me, and my hand is always reaching, waiting to grab someone. Even now, my hand is actually out. It's extended, waiting for you. So feel free to reach out and join me. And of course, on Twitter, Relationship Recovery, Facebook, I am the only person who monitors and posts there, unless something happens like it did back in January when I fell ill. But other than that, you will hear from me personally. Even when I'm on the road, I try to keep up with my groups. So once again, we're going to lie back, sit back. It's time for us to go into our stress relief and release. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes. And today, when you're done, you can get up, do your stretches to your satisfaction. But today, we're actually ending. I want you to lie back, sit back, close your eyes, take some deep breaths. But I want you to simply breathe and listen to our music. Today, we're going to be listening to the Wellness for Women CD. This is the yoga CD series. And I want you to simply relax. This is your time to relax your way. Just remember, question your master manipulators. And remember, there's more than one side to every story. So today, lie back, relax, enjoy the music for a few moments. And for those of you, if you want to talk today, 646-478-4726. We'll bring you on air for a small chat. If not, lie back and enjoy the music. This is your time to let it all go. Let it go. I want you to enjoy the beginning of this week and let go of all of that empty baggage you are pulling around from last week and beyond. It needs to be left in history for a reason. Leave it there. It's where it belongs. So today, as I said, we're listening to the Wellness for Women CD series, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. This is the Yoga CD. And the title of this particular tune is Knowledge of Life. How befitting. So just relax. Remember, inhale. Hold it as long as you can. Then exhale. Eyes closed. Lying back. Sitting back. Feet up if you like. Enjoy our moment. I'm here. Eyes closed. Just relaxing. Just enjoy the music and let it all go. Remember, each of us was born on this earth to accomplish something. Oh, what a shame it is to live and die and then realize when our lives are flashing before us that we did not accomplish what we came here for, and how many times we were used as puppets by master manipulators, abusers, whatever name you want to give to them. Find out what your destiny is, what your calling is. And if you want to start a business, now is the time to look into it. And I'm here to help you put your plans into motion, if need be. But lie back, relax, and enjoy the music for a few moments. Thank you. me. Prepare to end our broadcast day. I wanted to let you all know that we also have a channel on YouTube. We are a part of the YouTube nonprofit program, and I will be starting a series there. Again, it sounds like my voice could have break up, but if you use YouTube, we have a channel there, so be on that. Will be
a series of
figures at the end of the show that we would be having some technical difficulties, but as was saying, did not hear. I'll be starting a video series as well. It will be sort of a to healing through hurts Sunday morning meditation. Beyond more information about our new series of video seminars. This is going to include our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I am sorry about the technical difficulties at the end of the show, but such is life and live radio here on Blog Talk. So until next week, I pray each of you enough. And until then, be well, be blessed, and I'm going to let the music play for a little while longer, and then we're just going to end the show. So again, if you could not hear the show in its entirety, the ending part, I will be starting a video series on our channel on YouTube. We are a member of the YouTube nonprofits. So we do have a channel there. I will be bringing you the absolute best in information, encouragement, enlightenment, advocacy, and of course, more stories from real people with real hurt and real healing. As always, I'm Maria Wall, your most appreciative, gracious, and humble host, thanking each and every one of you from all over the world. You continue to make Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation one of the popular shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, we are in the popular category because of you, not because of me, because I'd be nothing without supporters and listeners like you. And I believe so many people need to understand the power of those who we provide a service to. So many are just in things for the accolades, the praise, and in some cases, the money. But I enjoy doing this. Oh my goodness. Each week, to hear from someone in another part of the world. I have heard from people in parts of the world I never heard of before in my life. Do you know what that's like to know that, wow, you're over there in luck somewhere, you know, just to pick a name, and you can hear me, and I'm touching you without physically putting my hands on you, but you hear me, and my words are helping someone in some unknown part of the world. Oh, my goodness. I am in shock and awe every single week, and I believe it was last week where I said I had taken a look at my analytics, and it turns out that the United States had come in second for the very first time. They were outnumbered by Greece. Greece. So you just never know from week to week. But, you know, the following week, of course, the U.S. came back with a vengeance, and they took that number one spot. So to all of my supporters and listeners, thank you so much. My words cannot describe how I'm feeling and how appreciative I am of all of your support and kind words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart and the top of my soul, thank you. So enjoy the music for a little longer. And I pray each of you enough. And I will see you back here next week at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our regular Sunday morning meditation. I'm Maria Wall, praying each of you enough. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our broadcast day. I hope you've enjoyed our time here. And as always, smile, even when you do not feel like it, because your smile can save a life and make your day a little bit brighter. So until next week, be well, be safe, be blessed. And I pray you enough. This is Maria Wall, signing off and wishing you all well. Till next week, when our topic will be stupid people. Stupidity is not a disability, so just stop using it as one. You know, I try to get titles that are very broad. Because a lot of times the title, what people expect, is not what they will get. But again, as always, I will never tell you what you want to hear. But I promise you, I will always tell you what divine guidance has told me that you need to hear. Till next week, I hope you join me when our topic will be stupid people. Until then, this is Maria Wall saying, be blessed, and I pray each of you enough.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.